Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. Some say that all politics is local. In California, voters decided on 10 ballot propositions. Six of them passed. Joining me on the JX to help us learn more is Jeannie Kwong, a politics reporter with Cal Matters. Welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So, Jeannie, let's start with your assessment of the election writ large across the state. What are some of the notable outcomes?
Yeah, well, let's take a look at the ballot measures. Californians are poised to allow the state to borrow a total of $20 billion. But interestingly, they also are not probably going to pass a proposition to make it easier for local governments to borrow money to build public infrastructure projects such as affordable housing. A proposition to enshrine the right of same-sex couples to marry in the state constitution is likely to overwhelmingly pass, but that appears to be the only of the kind of major liberal priorities to pass even in deep blue California this year. It's looking like a measure to raise the minimum wage is not going to pass, and neither is a measure that came out of the state's efforts to offer reparations for slavery, a measure to remove an exception to the slavery ban in the state constitution that primarily has to do with the treatment of state prisoners and whether or not they can be forced to work while incarcerated. And then, of course, the biggest sort of most attention-grabbing proposition on the ballot this year was Prop 36, and that would have been the one that increases sentences for certain drug and theft crimes, and that's gotten, also an overwhelming majority of the vote.
Well, there seem to be a lot of propositions on the ballot this year. How does that compare to previous elections?
There were 10 this year. It is a lot. I don't have the numbers right in front of me, but I know there have been years where there are more and fewer. But, the thing that makes the propositions often difficult for voters is that they're just presented with an overwhelming amount to decide on the ballot. And I think that's, it kind of dooms some of these propositions, even if it's something as simple as raising the minimum wage. The question itself might be simple, but I think a lot of voters, when they're confronted with a lot of things on the ballot, they are sort of inclined to vote no. It's sort of keeping the status quo, doesn't change anything. It's kind of to a lot of people who might not have that much information in front of them, to them, it's kind of a safer bet. And at least that's sort of what the polling experts have noted. So, yeah, when you have like a number of, especially some of the other ones that are more complicated, things about tax measures, things about healthcare spending, when you have all of that on the ballot, it does lead to a disadvantage for some of these propositions that people are trying to pass.
Well, there does seem to be a wide-ranging spectrum of different issues. So I can understand that people will have a bit of a hard time making a decision, but still, a number of them did pass. Tell me about the proposition with the biggest impact in your estimation.
Well, I think, the two props, 2 and 4, the ones to borrow $10 billion each, one of them for repairing school facilities, the other one for various climate change related programs, I think those will obviously have a big impact in terms of just the sheer amount of money that California is borrowing. The state already is a high borrower, high spender, so this could have an impact down the line on the state's fiscal condition. But obviously, Prop 36, that was the kind of big one that got a lot of attention. There's been a lot of discussion about whether or not the state went too far 10 years ago when it passed decreases to criminal penalties as part of this wave of criminal justice reforms to kind of, reduce the prison population, reduce harsh sentences, undo some of the harsher policies from the war on drugs. And ever since then, so that was Prop 47, which California voters passed 10 years ago. Ever since then, there's been a lot of debate about whether or not that prompted the recent rise in retail theft and shoplifting that everybody has seen play out in these high profile incidents, in big cities. Everybody's kind of seen that on their screens. And so that really drove what happened here with Prop 36 and Californians overwhelmingly passing a measure to undo some of those changes that they had made 10 years ago. So I think that one is going to be really interesting to see what happens next. It's going to be interesting to see if that really does reduce some of these drug and theft crimes, if it reduces homelessness at all, which is something that the proponents have posited it might. And also it does, another thing that Prop 36 would do is force a lot more criminal defendants to enter things like drug treatment or mental health treatment. And that's something that California is already really struggling to provide. The counties are really struggling to provide enough beds for people to go to treatment. So I'll be really interested in seeing just kind of whether passing this proposition has the intended effects or not.
Well, it sounds very similar to Oregon's Measure 110.
Mm-hmm.
My guest is Jeannie Kwong, politics reporter with Cal Matters. You can send your questions or comments to jx@jeffnet.org. So, Jeannie, to your point about having so many propositions, when I looked at them, I sort of divided the propositions into categories of little props, like propositions 2 through 6, and big props, like propositions 32 through 36. So let's dive into the outcomes of first the little props and then get into the big props. Can you describe what props 2, 3, and 4 are? I mean, those are the ones that passed, right? And then 5 and 6.
Yeah, sure. So Prop 2 was the one of the $10 billion bonds I mentioned earlier. That one would, you know, kind of divide up the money among school districts as well as community colleges to help them pay for facilities repairs, which doesn't have like a permanent funding source in the state budget. That one, we've got about more than half the votes counted. It looks like it's going to pass. It's quite far ahead right now with 57% of the vote. Prop 4 is the other bond. That's also $10 billion for the state of California, and that's got 58% of the vote so far. And that one would divide up the money into different climate programs, natural resources preservation programs. The bulk of the money is going towards water programs, both sort of drought resilience as well as drinking water, that kind of thing. And then there's the rest of the money will go to other things like heat resistance, agriculture, things like that.
Okay, so Prop 2 is a $10 billion, and that's going into schools?
School facility repairs, yeah, specifically to kind of fix up aging facilities.
Okay, and Prop 4 is another $10 billion, and that's going into climate resilience, climate change, water.
Correct. Okay. And yeah, okay, sorry to skip around, but back to Prop 3, that's a state constitutional amendment, which would it essentially protects the right to same-sex marriage in the state constitution. This is one of those, this one is no surprise. You know, California is very, has a lot of liberal voters. And this was kind of similar to a proposition that was put on the ballot 2 years ago to put the right to abortion in the state constitution. This one was a response to the decision by the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn Roe v. Wade, where justices kind of in their opinions discussed maybe revisiting the decisions on same-sex marriage. And so California Democrats, were concerned that that might be something that was overturned at the federal level in the future. So they're kind of acting ahead to put that in the state constitution so it doesn't, it can't be touched in the future by a conservative majority Supreme Court.
That's a protection of relationships. You're saying that's a protection of relationships.
Yes, it would keep the right to same-sex marriage in California should that ever be touched at the federal level.
Okay, and that's on its way to passing.
Yeah, it's already been called as having passed by the AP.
All right.
So then we've got Proposition 5. This one's an interesting one, might have been one of the ones that was complicated to people on the ballot. This one lowers the voter threshold for local governments to borrow money, and it was limited to borrowing money for affordable housing as well as for, other kind of public infrastructure projects. The reason that this was put on the ballot is because it's really hard in California for local governments to get voter approval to issue their own bonds. They need more, 66% of the vote, I believe, and you know that's much more than a simple majority. So this Prop 5, would have lowered the voter approval threshold for local governments to 55% rather than 66%. But it does not appear to be passing. We're at 52% of votes counted, and it's 56% no right now. So it's quite far ahead. And I think, you know, this is just one of those signs that I actually think it's really interesting that the two state bonds are passing. Obviously, they have a lower threshold, but people are not willing to pass Prop 5 to make it easier for local governments to borrow money. It's definitely a blow to the state's efforts to kind of make it easier to build more housing, especially affordable housing. You know, as we all know, we're in a severe housing crisis. But, you know, I think voters have for many, many years in California been very protective of their ability to, you know, say yes or no to bonds and spending. And, you know, this is just one of the signs of that.
Okay. And Proposition 6, we've got about three more minutes.
Okay. Prop 6 would have banned forced labor in prisons and jails. There is an exception in the state constitution's ban on slavery or involuntary servitude. You know, it's similar to an exception in the U.S. Constitution that allows for involuntary servitude in the punishment of a crime. And so right now, prisons and jails can require inmates to work. The kind of reparations effort in California had recommended removing that ban and making prison work programs voluntary only. And that is appears like it's on its way to defeat, with 55% voting no so far and about half of votes counted.
Okay, well, we've got a couple more minutes, so let's go to the big props. We'll forget about 32 and 33 because they're on their way out. But 34, 35, and 36, they won, right?
34, it's actually quite close still. 34 is interesting. You know, it appears to be about healthcare spending and restricting spending by certain healthcare providers. It is widely being seen as a quote-unquote revenge measure by the apartment association in the state, which qualified this measure. It's essentially targeting the AIDS Healthcare Foundation, which is a Los Angeles nonprofit that does provide healthcare to low-income patients, but also is heavily involved in housing politics and has funded Prop 33, the rent control measure. And that's the third time that this organization has put rent control on the ballot. The apartment association has fought it every single time. It's cost a lot of money. And so, yeah, this is a weird one. It looks like it's about healthcare spending. It really is written in a way that only appears to target this one organization to sort of prevent them from being able to spend money on housing politics in the future. Right now it's leading. It's got 51.5% of the vote. I think it's a little close to call at the moment. But yeah, it's at the moment it's up.
Okay. Well, we have one more minute. What about Prop 35 and 36?
So Prop 36, we talked about that. That's the increasing sentences for certain drug and theft crimes. That one's got 70% of the vote and it's already called to pass. Prop 35 is a measure that would make permanent a sort of special health care tax that the state imposes so that they can get more money from the federal government to pay for the state's Medi-Cal health insurance program for low-income Californians. It also sort of ensures that funding goes towards certain providers. You know, in the past, including this past year, the state has used some of that money to fill in budget gaps during deficit years. And so they wouldn't be allowed to do that anymore under this measure. That one got 67% of the vote. It's pretty easy pass as well.
Sounds like it. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for this segment. Thanks, Jeannie, for helping us understand these props in California.
Thanks for having me.